Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. We're going to jump right to it. If you were listening to the last hour, I said there's a possibility we might have a surprise call. Well, how do you know if it's a surprise? You wouldn't have known about it. Well, yeah, we weren't sure. And now I'm glad, and I'm able to tell you that Dr. John Lott is joining me right now here on Armed American Radio as the monster broadcasting the Crossbreed Holster studios. Dr. Lott, how are you today, my friend?
Under the weather. I hope you don't regret having me on.
But, not at all. I promise not to keep you long because I know you are feeling a little under the weather. We did chat earlier today. So let's jump right to it. In the previous hour I had, or in the first hour of the program, John, I should say that I had Beth Bauman from townhall.com on it. She wrote a piece about the Arnolds, a Texas billionaire couple, hedge fund manager down in Houston, getting ready to dump another $50 million in phony, quote-unquote, gun violence studies, John. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of their page, you see it's every town for gun safety supporting them. And I'm just wondering, because they say it's unbiased, did you happen to get a call to participate?
No. I guess I missed that. Well, I mean, look, they already have tons of money on all this stuff. I wish... you know, I wish I had 1,000th as much money as these guys put into the stuff. But, you know, that's too bad that that's happening because it's, you just see one dishonest, misleading study after another that comes out, and it's part of a strategy. I don't know whether this Houston guy understands what's going on with it or, I mean, I'd love to be able to get in a room for a half hour and just talk to him because my guess is, a lot of what he thinks is true just isn't the case. I mean, you have the media repeating over and over again false claims about the United States being unique in terms of gun violence, and supposedly it's because we have so many guns. You know, people don't realize that the estimates on the number of gun owners or gun ownership across countries is from a group that have gotten funding from Soros. And, basically, if you can control the data in those cases, you can control kind of the outcome in terms of the discussion, or that the reason why the United States looks relatively worse in terms of firearm homicides than surely we look in terms of overall homicides is that 45% of the countries in the world don't report data on firearm homicides, and the countries that don't report it are the countries that are by far the worst. So our rank goes up, not because our true rank is high. It's because bad countries, including some developed countries, don't report firearm homicides. You know, so there's little things like that. And even if you take what they claim is true, if you look at all countries or you look at all developed countries rather than picking some selected sample of developed countries, the countries with the higher gun ownership rates have lower homicide rates. But, you know, you have so much editing, so much selective presentation of information. I can't really blame a lot of people, people who, you know, don't even know the alternative arguments out there for believing the types of things that they do. And, you know, even simpler, you know, I think even more powerful is just, they probably never even heard the question. Name me one place in the world that's banned guns, either all guns or all handguns, and seen its murder rates go down because, or homicide rates go down. Because every single time that's happened, murder and homicide rates have gone up. You'd think that there'd be one case that they could point to where they at least stayed the same. And you would hope that that would get people to reconsider some of the things that they hold as being so obvious. But it's just, I don't blame this guy in Houston. I mean, I assume he's, I mean, I know my views have changed over time as I was affected as much as anybody else by the types of misleading statistics and other things that are put out. Unfortunately, you're just going to see more of that now.
It's what one thing, I, just to let you know, I have volunteered to take on this role. If anybody listening cares to help me out, maybe I'm going to start a GoFundMe page here. But, John, we've got billionaires on the other side. When you look at the numbers between the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, LJAF, which is what I'm referring to here, and this subsequent funding of now $50 million, combined with what Michael Bloomberg is in, it's impossible. Like you said, you'd love to have a 20th, 200th of what they've
like
got
they have
coming.
A thousand.
Sure. I mean, come on, for crying out loud. This is great. I mean, so I have volunteered.
Right.
We need a billionaire on our side to fund this. I've volunteered to take on that role, okay? So right. I'll let you know when I get to the B, all right?
All right. Well, I mean, maybe just one needs a lot of small, you know, 100,000-aires out there to balance it off some way. But, you know, and you have states like California that are putting in, I guess, like $10 million right. a year or whatever into Garen Wintemute's center at University of California at Davis. It's just, you know, the notion that somehow that's going to be used for balance just is incredible.
Or there will be no balance.
Even under the Obama administration, it was pretty horrible. I mean, they would be giving out grants of $600,000 mm-hmm. to left-wing academics. I don't even know how they spent the amount of money that they got on some of the stuff that they did. But, I mean, I suppose that's the one thing I've been disappointed about with the Trump administration. Trump has been great on the issues. I think it's, you know, one can't imagine somebody like the Bush or somebody else being anywhere near as good on gun issues as mm-hmm. Trump has been. The one problem has been, some of the people over at Justice and stuff just aren't stepping up and willing to go and deal with these issues and willing to go and provide some balance. And I think that's just unfortunate. But that's, you know, you got a big bureaucracy and you let other people help you staff stuff and things like that. But, you know, I just wish that they would do things just to help out Trump. Go and help put together information, real accurate information. I'm not telling you to go and do the type of stuff that the Obama administration did, but just accurate information that would help him make his case to Americans.
Well, you know, part of this, a large part of this problem is that narrative that you were talking about has to get out there. And when we have an unfriendly media that doesn't want to get out there, there's no inclination on their part to want to put that story forward. Because, quite frankly, as you well know, you've been neck deep in this for years, but it exposes their hypocrisy on this issue and it exposes their bias. So, you know, they've got skin in this game. They're not about to expose that and destroy their own reputations in the process. It's very, very frustrating. Now, there are some outlets like Fox News, of course, will cover it. One American News covers it from time to time. But let's face it, the vast majority of Americans are still getting their news from the network news. John, it's very frustrating, and I can't even imagine what it's like to be in your shoes to know that you have this information, you're sitting on top of this stuff, and have a difficult time getting out or getting it out. Where can people go? I want people to know before we go to the break. Where I'm on the website right now, but it's crimeresearch.org, right, where they can help us out here.
Yeah, sure, crimeresearch.org. So if you go and look at the column on the left, we have a lot of stuff that we were just talking about, you know, how does it look across different countries in terms of gun ownership? How, you know, have just, you know, how what happens to murder rates before and after gun bans? I have some excellent posts up, I think, on under the title of Gun Control Lies, if you go a way down the list there, about claims being put out by the New York Times and Vox.com about, you know, explaining the United States' unique role in terms of gun violence in the world. Just things that just involve complete misinterpretations of crime data. And maybe it's partly through ignorance. Maybe it's partly that they rely on left-wing academics to go and tell them about these things. They don't look at themselves. I can't figure out, I'm not going to judge what's going through people's minds, but I can tell you it's just very depressing how much misinformation that gets put out all the time.
Oh, there's no question about it. Hey, listen, we're getting ready to take a break, and I know you're struggling with your cold. Are you okay to stay for another segment? If not, believe me, we're fine. It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I can do one more segment.
All right, good. We'll do one more segment. Get some tea and honey during that four-minute break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Dr. John Lott, who we want to thank immensely for coming in here, being under the weather, as you can tell. But this information is so vital that John brings us. When we come back, there's a couple questions I want to ask him about some things here relative to Parkland that we're not really hearing discussed anywhere else. CrimeResearch.org, you can find all of the information that we're talking about here. CrimeResearch.org. You can also donate 5, 10, or 50 bucks. We'll be back right after this with John Lott.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news, don't we, right? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's what I want you to do. Start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today. It's easy with the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a lot more. It's 164 pages, comes with a complete audio book that I recorded for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Thanks for sticking with me. It's been an amazing show so far. We're going to go right back to the phones. This is one of the shorter segments that we have in the hour. And Dr. John Lott, who is a little bit under the weather, has agreed to stay with us. So let's get as much information from John as we can. John, welcome back to the show. Let me start with crimeresearch.org again and give people this information. It's very important in today's day and age that we know where to go to get the counter to this, to get the truth, instead of all of this funded, leftist-funded dribble that we're getting. John, I've got two quick questions for you, and maybe color me a moron on this one, but I've got to ask it. Why does the question always pop up with the left? We always hear that the U.S. has the blank, whatever, blank of developed countries. Why do we leave out undeveloped countries? And why don't we include that in the statistics?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I suppose one could just say you want to control for other factors, and maybe this is a very kind of simple way of trying to control for other factors. You know, that maybe gun ownership in wealthy countries might be different than gun ownership in very poor countries. I have no idea.
I've always found that interesting, as almost that as if they're pushing that number away because it might skew the mathematics or the data. I don't know, but that's why I'm asking.
Right. Well, you know, unless you give me a strong theory for why you should only look at it one way, I look at it all sorts of different ways. And
right.
If people go to our website, you'll see I go and I say, okay, well, let's look at all the countries in the world first, and then we'll look at all the developed countries. And, you know, if you look at all the countries in the world, there's a very clear relationship between gun ownership and lower homicides.
Right.
More guns are associated with fewer homicides. And I don't think it's good to look at purely cross-sectional data. I don't usually do that. I'm only doing that because this is what others do, whether point to the stuff for the developed countries. And then, you know, if you look at even the small selection of developed countries that they usually pick, because they usually don't pick them all, if you look at all the countries but the United States, you know, kind of asking the question, what can the United States learn from other developed countries? You, in fact, find that there's the same relationship there. The ones that have the higher gun ownership rates have the lowest homicide rates. There's all sorts of problems with that data. I mean, I kind of just briefly mentioned it before, but so they look at things like gun ownership as opposed to gun possession. You say, well, right. Why should that make a difference? Well, you have countries like Switzerland, for example, where when these surveys were done, you'd have people who were military age would be required to keep machine guns or in some cases handguns in their home. Those guns are owned by the military, but they had possession of them. Now, should it be whether you own the gun that makes it dangerous, or should it be whether you people have possession of the guns? I would think gun possession would be more important. Well, if you do that, you get a completely different number in terms of gun possession rates in Switzerland. Rather than having a rate that's like half the United States, they probably have a gun possession rate that's greater than what we have here in the United States. Similar type of thing for Israel. The government technically owns almost all the guns there. Now, you may have possession of a gun for 40 years, but in this survey, it's not counted because they only want to count guns that are owned by civilians. But if I have a civilian walking around with a gun or having a gun in their home, if the civilian is dangerous in some sense, it should, you know, matter whether they have possession of it, not whether they own it. And if you did that, Israel's gun possession rate is very high. It's not 7 guns per 100 people, as they like to have. And Israel and Switzerland are two examples of countries with high gun possession rates and very low homicide rates. And so, you know, it's kind of like all sorts of things that you can do with how the data is put together that bias the results. But even if you take it the way they want to measure it, If you look at all the developed countries, OECD qualified countries, this is kind of the club for developed countries, and the United States, you find that the countries with the highest gun possession rates have the lowest homicide rates.
They don't want to talk about it. You're talking about the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, obviously, is OECD,
right,
too. And that is the defining factor, basically. That's where the split is, who determines what's developed.
I'm glad
you brought that up.
The thing I put up a little while ago with regard to Vox and the New York Times is Vox picks like 14 developed countries in the world.
Right.
And New York Times looks at like 11 or something like that. And it's kind of like, come on, guys, are you serious? I mean, how are you going to defend these things? Is it based on income? Is it based on what? You know, you can't just pick a few countries kind of randomly that you want to go and define as developed. At least use other people's definition of developed countries rather than kind of make up your own definition as you go along. Because the thing is, if you can let somebody control what countries that they put in and what countries they don't, they get any result they want to get.
Well, you know, John, we're dealing with intellectually dishonest people. Like, for example, CNN, who will go out and tell you that there have been X amount of school shootings, and then they'll tell you what criteria they used, including a BB gun and accidental discharge. I mean, this is just pure, blatant intellectual dishonesty. Yeah,
right.
It's complete and complete. It's overt. They're not even trying to hide this stuff anymore. Listen, before, because I know you're struggling with it, I thank you so much for being here. It means a lot, believe me. But I want to go to Parkland for you for just a second. David Hogg put a tweet out that said, you know, hey, do you remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week? I don't, because I wasn't alive. Well, he's 18 years old, which seemed to insinuate that over the 936 weeks that he's been alive, when you take 52 weeks in a year times 18, that there's been a school shooting every week. We know that not to be the case, but nonetheless, the media didn't, you know, the media doesn't correct anything there. However, a U.S. Army Ranger veteran called him out on the tweet and said, hey, David, I don't know, why don't you start asking yourself that question? Because I am old enough to remember, and this is a recent phenomenon. It's your generation that's killing each other. And, John, it is. This is a fairly recent phenomenon, or is it?
Well, I mean, basically, you see these school shootings, kind of the mass public school shootings, taking off after 1995, which is where when you had the government Safe School Zone Act, basically banning guns at schools.
And well, then, John, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to stop you there because we're getting ready to head into the break, and the hard break is going to cut you off. But you're right. You combine Columbine in the early 1990s, and then the government safe school zone in 1995, and you can see the pattern develop. It's a fairly recent phenomenon. Hey, John, go take some medicine. Thank you, man, for being here. It means the world.
Take care.
And we'll bring you back. You bet. We'll bring you back when you're feeling a little bit better. John Lott, crimeresearch.org. Please head over and donate a few bucks to help get the truth out there and counter what are billionaires literally spending exorbitant sums of money to come after your rights. We'll be right back after this. Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. To learn how you can properly protect and preserve your financial portfolio, check out McIlvaney ICA online at ica.gold, America's foremost precious metals advisors since 1972.
Welcome back inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me, I am Mark Walters, and I'm filling your prescription for freedom today. Fascinating stuff with John Lott, isn't it? John is an amazing guy, and so amazing. I want you to put this in perspective. John has been out there with his books and I countless television interviews, thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews over the years, and his best-selling books, More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition, by the way, and his books on gun control and the bias of guns and so forth, New York Times bestsellers, a few of them. John has the facts on his side, and the left absolutely hates him. They hate him. They despise him to the point that the hate that he gets on Twitter, and I've gone through and looked at some of the feeds, and it is just it's the most vile. It's what you expect from the left, the tolerant left, the most vile, disgusting stuff you'll ever see. As far as I'm concerned, none of it's worth looking. I mean, I've gotten some tweets of the same thing. You know, you wouldn't believe some of the crap you get. But John is out there every single day doing his level best with what he can. He depends on us. And unfortunately, I was serious, by the way, about, you know, I volunteer to be the billionaire. So I'm going to let you know how I'm figuring that out. I might need your help in the process, but nonetheless, we don't have that billionaire funding us like the left does. And John gets out there and scratches and claws with the data to counter the garbage studies that come from those funded leftist groups. They may, who make themselves come off or try to come off as an unbiased, objective source of information to, we just want to study gun violence. Until you scroll down and it's Everytown for Gun Safety down there in the credits. And you think, seriously, wow. Are you going to have John Lott on the panel or on the board, as you heard Beth talking about in the first segment from Town Hall, Beth Bauman? Are you going to do that? The answer to that is no. These are leftists with way too much money, quite frankly, and too much time on their hands dedicated to taking away your rights. Here's why I can say that with proof. Because they never blame the criminal. Now, I'm going to say his name. You already know who he is. I'll tell you why I'm going to say his name. Nicholas Cruz shot and killed 17 students. Shot more than that. He killed 17 students at Parkland High School in Florida. Nicholas Cruz was his name. And I know people don't want, they don't want to say his name. Don't say his name. Don't give him, look, his name's already out there. I'm not Fox News. I'm not ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't have 30 million of you listening. We've got quite a few of you listening on a couple 150 radio stations, but not to that degree. Here's why I say his name. There is a PAC that's been formed. If you listen to the daytime show, I talked about this at length on Friday last week. It's called FAMSVARPAC.org, right? FAMSVARPAC. FAMS, Families versus Assault Rifle PAC. That's what this is. And it was formed by some parents of the gun prohibitionist kids. And they're seeking donations of $17. Why? 17 victims. Families versus Assault Rifle PAC. I want you to read their mission. I'm going to read you their mission. This is their, this is what they're formed for. FAMS VARPAC's mission is twofold and clear. To remove the NRA from our political system and then to amend the National Firearms Act of 1934 to include a ban on assault weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines. So why did I say Nicholas Cruz's name? Because no one that I can find anywhere out of South Florida down there at Parkland is blaming Nicholas Cruz for what he did. No one. So they form a PAC, Political Action Committee. PAC. Political Action Committee. PAC. Political, whose mission is, as I just told you, is twofold and clear. To remove the NRA from our political system, here's my advice to them, or not my advice, here's my statement to them. Good luck with that. Not going to happen. And then to amend the National Firearms Act of 1934 to include a ban on assault weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines. Why don't they have a PAC designed to get rid of Sheriff Israel in Broward County, who personally in his department, because he's the head of the department, he's the sheriff, you know, he the lead all day, new sheriff in town, down there, the new sheriff, my name's Jeff Israel down there. He gets away with whatever he gets away with, steps away from the media. It's not good for you to be seen out there. Get away if you want to keep your job. Why aren't these people going after the actors who are responsible for the deaths of those 17 kids? And the individual who is responsible for that is Nicholas Cruz. And I'll say his name. I'll say his name until they admit who's guilty. It is not the National Rifle Association who walked in that school and shot and killed anybody. Period. We all know it. You know it. I know it. And they know it. Now, on to number two, twofold and clear, to amend the National Firearms Act of 1934. To include a ban, and it's in capital letters, by the way, on assault weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines. What is an assault weapon? Now, if you ask them that, and they've been asked on film, you can see some of the funny videos, they don't have a clue. Ask any millennial. Millennial. That's not a label I'd want to have, by the way, guys and gals. I'd try to change that if I were you. The media's portrayed millennials as pretty dopey. I'm not sure I'd want that moniker. But they can't tell you what an assault weapon is. That, too, is by design. It's ever-changing. It's whatever they want it to be at any given time, on any date. It's whatever they want it to be. It's a weapon of war is what they'll tell you. Every firearm in this country at some point has been utilized by the U.S. military. That SIG P320 you have on your hip, that's a weapon of war under their definition. I tell you this because this is how they're playing with the narrative. This is how they're controlling it in the press. Look, you ever see Dianne Feinstein's list of assault weapons? Hey, Bill Nelson down in Florida, 860, you're tuned in. 930, you're tuned in. 660, you're tuned in. Destin, you're tuned in. Tallahassee, you're tuned in. And many other places throughout the state are tuned in. You have problems down there. I was just down there last weekend. Love going home. Love going home. In fact, I'll be down there again another couple weeks. Just got to make a quick turnaround trip. But you have problems down there in Florida because of this organization and this group. What is an assault weapon? It's whatever they want it to be. Bill Nelson is where I'm going with that. He's part of your problem. Bill Nelson has, I think, defined over 200 guns that fit that kit. 200! Did you know that? Wait, I thought we were just talking about the AR-15. No. Absolutely not. I'm going to read you some more from this page because I want you to hear this stuff. It is incredibly important. And I want you to go look at it, and I want you to read it. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. FAMS, FAMS, VAR, V-A-R, PAC, P-A-C, .org, FAMS, VARPAC, .org. I want you to read this stuff. Read the mission. Read who we are. Understand what you're up against. And I'll be back right after this to go over some of this with you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com, and I'll see you on the radio.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, the final segment of the final hour of the Monster Cast today, right? Wow, unbelievable, but love it. What an amazing program today was. Great guest lineup. Beth was wonderful. Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Absolutely amazing. That was great stuff with A.W.R. Hawkins, John Lott. Called in Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball great Kurt Schilling. It was an amazing lineup today, so I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I'm going to give you some information. I want you to hear when I get done telling you to go over to armedandresponsible.com, it's going to blow your mind what I'm going to tell you. So please do the homework, okay? Get there in just a second. But right now, I don't know how much longer this is going to be up. This is why I'm telling you. It's a USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, the 100% free guide, 164 pages. Full color stuff in PDF. It's a book. All right. I read the book for you and taped it. So you can take it with you if you're driving or out and about, or maybe you're just lounging around and you want to hear the stuff when you're sitting at the pool and don't want to read or something like that, or lounging around on your boat, whatever you may be doing, or just sitting outside sipping on a chilly one on a good hot summer day. Gotta love that. Watching your cooker cook, right? armedandresponsible.com. You get instant access, learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, God forbid you find yourself in that situation, and how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. 164 pages, 100% free, all right? And you're also going to get, and we're giving you this stuff, man, we're giving you this stuff, the home defense checklist as well. Don't miss it. It's a great opportunity. armedandresponsible.com. Also, McIlvaney ICA, ICA.gold is the website there. I play around with silver, you know. If you tend to do the same thing and you don't know what to do with it and you're sick and tired of banks that you're hearing about coming after your stuff and not wanting to extend credit or do business with anybody that has anything to do with the firearms industry, you know, you ask yourself the question, do I want to do business with these people? ICA, McIlvaney ICA wants our business, and we definitely want to send it to them if we can, okay? ICA.gold, if you go to the website, you'll see. Welcome, Armed American Radio listeners. I mean, right there for you. They came to us and sought us out. We want your audience, man. This is who we want to do business with. So we support the people that support us. Warfighter Tobacco, all of them. Go. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You see all the sponsors at the bottom. Please support them. There are new ones coming on, too. All right. Let me go back to this FAMS VARPAC. I want you to listen to this. This was 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, I guess, on their Facebook page, right? Take a listen to this. I was talking about assault rifle. You ask them, they can't even tell you what it is. Take a listen to this. I just saw this. To our supporters, please do not allow people to intimidate you or bully you into thinking, excuse me, that because you cannot satisfy their demand for an immediate definition of the term assault weapon, you don't know what you're talking about. The truth is there is no definition that will satisfy every one of these gun enthusiasts. Do you know why? Because there's no such thing as an assault weapon. Not on American streets, there's not. You'll find them in the hands of the U.S. military on battlefields, but you won't find them on the American streets, and you won't find one in my safe, and the ones behind me are simply .223 semi-automatic rifles that they don't like. This is what's up on their page. I mean, I can't script this stuff any better for you. That's why researching this stuff is so easy to do when you know where to go. There is no definition that will satisfy every one of these gun enthusiasts. Now, they go further. Listen to this. However, somehow the federal courts know what we're talking about, as do the police chiefs across the country. Most importantly, the bill writers in the legislature know how to write the legislation that will ban these weapons. They want your guns. I don't know how to make it any clearer for you. They want your guns. I have been telling you for years that that's their ultimate goal. And they are out of the closet. They want your guns. They just told you that. Now, what they're talking about here, somebody's going, Mark, what are they talking about? Well, the federal courts know. They're talking about the Supreme Court's refusal to take one of these cases, most recently the Maryland, quote-unquote, assault weapons ban, which now sends me to Deerfield, Illinois. But before I send you to Deerfield, Illinois, remember to go to FAMSVARPAC.org. And I have to go here back to the mission again. The mission is twofold and clear: to remove the NRA from our political system, that's not going to happen, and then to amend the national and do what? Because they don't want to be political. Replace it with theirs? They're not political, right? See, only if you agree with me. And then to amend the National Firearms Act of 1934, which bans fully automatic weapons. Understand this. They now want to ban all semi-automatic weapons. They just told you that in that statement about don't let people intimidate you or bullying you into thinking that because you cannot satisfy their demand for an immediate definition of the term assault weapon, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about, or you wouldn't be using the term in the first place, you idiot. You see, this is how they're trying to change the narrative, define the narrative, own the narrative. This is why words mean things. This is why it's important that we take the language back. Oh, one more thing. Thank you at CBS News, at CBS 12, for your coverage of our efforts. We're working around the clock. They're going to get all the friendly popsicle media coverage you can imagine. They're going to get it. Understand that. So please, make sure to go here. Not once did they mention Nicholas Cruz, the murderer who killed 17 of their children in Parkland. Not once. Not once. Deerfield, Illinois. Very disturbing stuff in Deerfield, Illinois. Second Amendment Foundation, our great friend, my personal dear friend, Alan Gottlieb, your great friend, Alan Gottlieb, and the Second Amendment Foundation, along with a couple other plaintiffs, has filed suit on June 13th. The ban of your personal property is set to take place. An injunction is being sought right now. Don't have any idea how that's going to go. But this is going to go through the courts. Eventually, the Supreme Court is going to have to step up and put some meat into Justice Scalia's words, in common use at the time. Let me make something very, very clear to these morons, and that's what they are, who cannot define an assault weapon because it doesn't exist. That's why they can't define it. They can't even define it in their Facebook page. You think if they could have, they would have told their viewers how to do it? They can't. They can't even do it on the page. They could have come out and said, hey, if you don't know how to define it, dopes, here's how you define it next time you're asked. Don't be bullied. But they can't. The writers of the Post themselves can't define it. Oh, see, stuff angers me. But here's what I want you to take away. Here's the number I want you to know. There are, put this in perspective, there are tens of millions of these firearms, quote-unquote, what they want to call assault weapons. Not just the AR-15. But if you want to focus just on the AR-15, which is what they seem to want to do, but what they tell you they want to do, but that's not true. That's why they have lists, and that's why they qualify it as assault weapons. It's whatever they want it to be at the time that they don't like. Tens of millions of them in the hands of over 100 million of you. Believe me, if your AR-15 was a problem, they'd already know it. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I hope you enjoyed the previous 3 hours. It was a wonderful lineup. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. You don't have an AR-15? Go buy one. It's America's rifle in common use at the time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.